On July 1st, possession and cultivation of limited amounts of marijuana will be legal in Vermont. What will and won't be legal to do under the new law has left Vermonters with a lot of questions. So for the last few weeks, we've been asking you to send us your questions about Act 86. Here to answer some of the most frequently asked questions is VPR senior producer Emily Alphen-Johnson. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Henry.
So where exactly is it legal to use, meaning smoke or ingest, marijuana?
So you can use marijuana in your own home, in your rented apartment, if your landlord says it's okay, and outside, but not in public spaces. You cannot use marijuana in your rented apartment if your landlord says it's not kosher for you to do so, in public spaces, while operating a motor vehicle, while you're a passenger in a motor vehicle, or on or near a school campus, daycare, or after-school facility, even if it's like after hours, midnight, what have you.
So how about growing marijuana plants? How many plants can you legally have?
You're allowed 6 plants at a time. 4 are allowed to be immature plants. 2 can be flowering female plants. So 6 total, only 2 are allowed to be mature flowering plants, which are the ones you can get marijuana.
The actual marijuana drug from.
Right, right.
Okay.
So baby plants versus adult plants.
Okay, but so say someone grows 4 plants and then the harvest is over 1 ounce, which is the amount
this
that you can legally possess.
This is the question we got
the most. So how does that work if you grow more pot than you can legally have?
Right. So lawmakers totally understood that this was going to happen and they took this into account. All of the growing limits use this concept of a dwelling unit. So you, your roommates, or your family, or whoever lives with you in your home all make up a single dwelling unit. Your dwelling unit is allowed to have these 6 plants. And those 6 plants are allowed to produce as much as they produce. You can't leave the house with more than 1 ounce at a time.
Okay, but you could have more than 1 ounce in your quote-unquote dwelling unit.
Right, and you can only keep it at the dwelling unit where you are growing. So if you are not growing, you can't have more than 1 ounce at your home. And that's a really important nuance.
So can you grow plants outdoors?
If by outdoors you mean in a secure, safe area away from anyone under 21 that you can ensure is only accessible by you or people over the ages of 21, then yes, you may.
Okay, so if you had like a locked greenhouse on your property.
Right, that's out of the view of the public and on your property or property that your landlord says you are allowed to grow marijuana on.
A question a lot of people have is, then if you want to grow marijuana, how can you legally obtain the seeds or plants to actually start growing?
So this is sort of the catch-22 of this whole thing. Uh-huh. And we've talked to lawmakers, we've talked to growers, we've talked to lawyers, and it's a real gray area.
Okay.
There's sort of an assumption amongst everyone that you will find a way. There are some events coming up that will allow for people to sort of exchange or share from existing plants, which legally speaking, you're not supposed to have yet,
mm-hmm.
but they sort of assume that you do,
right.
Which is all kind of shady. Our neighbors in Massachusetts and Maine are going to be legalizing the sale of marijuana on July 1st. Even though they won't have stores open, that's also sort of an understood that that could be a way to get at things. But again, not legal. And if you transport these items over state lines, that's a federal law you're breaking. So that's problematic.
And marijuana is still a federally illegal drug.
Right. So there's no good way to do this.
Okay. So can I sell legal miscellaneous items, say a t-shirt or something, and then give marijuana away free with the purchase of that other item? Because it's not legal to actually sell the marijuana, but could I sell another thing and give you marijuana along with it?
Sort of, yes. This is also probably one of those things that the state Supreme Court is going to have to figure out. Like, someone is going to do this. Someone is going to get charged for doing this,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to make its way to the Vermont Supreme Court, and there's going to be a ruling, and we're going to figure it out. Until that point, it's a gray area, so technically kind of. So if you wanted to sell pottery and then throw in, you know,
some pot,
as long as the total amount you have on you is still under your ounce, you're kind of okay. But a really important nuance about this is that you will get in lots and lots of trouble if someone under the ages of 21 gets access to marijuana.
But is it legal if you have a friend over 21, could you give them pot?
You can gift them pot. So like if I had pot, I could give it to you.
Emily Alphen Johnson is a senior producer for VPR. Emily, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Henry.
Before we end, we have some bittersweet news. Emily has accepted a national position in public media in Washington, D.C. after 3 years here at VPR. So, Emily, on behalf of everyone here at VPR, I just want to say thank you for all of your hard work here, and we can't wait to see what you do next.